we spend a lot of time in our offices. It's so important to love your surroundings, be energized by them, really enjoy and appreciate the tech that you're using so that it works for you, not against you.
I think it's one of those spaces. If you feel inspired to be in the space, you're going to be far more creative and productive in the process. So that's going to be the foundation.
My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for coaches, course creators, and experts who want to grow their influence, income, and impact to take their coaching business to $1 million and beyond. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. Create the influence, income, and impact you need to build your business so you can create your ideal lifestyle. It's time to make a difference and scale up. This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Influence by Design. I'm your Thursday co-host, Samantha Riley, joined, as always, with my lovely co-host, Tim Hyde. Great to have you here again, Tim.
I'm very excited, Tam. This is going to be a fun episode.
We're going to do a fun episode, something a little bit different today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about our office setup. I often get asked about my tech setup, funnily enough, when I'm presenting webinars where I think I'm going to get a Q&A about the amazing thing I've delivered, and someone goes, "What's your camera?"
How do you switch that back and forth so far? What microphone are you using?
Exactly. So we thought we'll just do a whole episode of our setup, what's in our office, what's in our desk, and then that way we can just say, hey, listen to this episode.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be able to point people to it. It's also, I think, looking at, I guess, what creates a really effective workspace for you.
Good point. Yep.
No, we kind of don't. I don't think we give ourselves enough credit to understand exactly what is it that goes into our setup that creates a clean and effective workspace, gives you that clarity of thought, and what goes into creating that, right? Because we can invest lots of money in our setup, can't we? Right?
Absolutely. Very easily. I know that you have just ordered a new office setup in regards to your desk, and I would love you to share this because at the moment I love my desk. It's very big, like, because I have a lot of stuff that I'm usually working on. I usually have folders and books and all sorts of things at the same time. I'm actually wanting to get a stand-up desk, and you have just ordered one. So can you share, you know, why or what desk you're getting and why you've chosen this one specifically? Because I know that there's a lot of people that have been sitting down at home the last couple of years especially that are also looking into stand-up desks.
Yeah, absolutely. And certainly there's a lot of documentation around the health benefits of stand-up desk. It changes your posture. If you're podcasting, like we do a lot, obviously you can stand and you've got, you know, more lung capacity and all that sort of stuff. And generally, if you get it right, when we're talking about this ergonomic space that is healthy for you, and we know the importance of ensuring that you're the healthiest you can be and have the right clarity of thought that you can, you know, operate your business the most effectively as well, right? We've got to start with the raw ingredients.
Absolutely.
And so the last couple of weeks, I have been pouring through countless videos on YouTube of office setups and something that, you know, ultimately creates a really inspiring space for me to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, if you're listening to this, you can't see what's going on. So we're going to have to sort of articulate this in our descriptions. But first and foremost, I think amongst that is this idea of a standing desk. Now, I've tried this before. I took my existing, you know, standard, you know, 180 by 80 office desk that I have, and I stuck it on milk crates. I went and found 4 milk crates and I stuck them under the corners and raised it up a little bit. And just to sort of get a sense of what it would be like working on a standing desk. Now, I found to start with that I was getting a lot of back pain. All right, to start with. And I thought, this is an experiment that's doomed for failure. And I started talking to a lot of people who had standing desks. And they, you know, the advice was largely sit up, stand down a lot, and have it more task driven. So if you're podcasting, stand up. If you're checking your email, stand up. If you're writing a document, sit down.
Sit down. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And actually sort of doing that. Now, the cool thing about a lot of standing desks now is that literally they've got presets a bit like the seat in your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can press a button and it'll kind of adjust to, you know, to the position of your seat. So you could actually adjust to your desk for different purposes just by the press of a button.
Love it.
Right? And they're actually quite quick and quiet now as well. In fact, the one I bought from Desky just a few minutes ago, actually, can carry 140 kilos worth of crap on it. Right, not that I ever plan on having 140 kilos.
Let's please tell me that you don't have 140 kilos of stuff on your desk.
No, but you know, like I was thinking, you know, I was thinking outside the box that maybe I can use this as a sort of hoist lift if I need to do some other construction work. All right, or I need to paint the ceiling or something.
Tim the Tool Man Taylor, excellent.
Okay, so that's going to be the foundation. This is, and I've got black legs. You know, the cool thing about a lot of standing desks these days is they've got integrated cable trays. So literally there is only one cord from your wall to your desk, and then all your power and tray and cable management, everything is kind of almost integrated in the desk. So it keeps it much cleaner and clutter-free. And if you kind of, if you don't have one at the moment, if you look down behind your desk, you can see all the cables and everything.
Well, I was going to say, when I think back 20 years ago, behind my computer, I had only sort of one cable for the computer and probably one for the printer. Maybe something for a modem. That was it. These days, oh my goodness, I have got cables literally everywhere. You know, we've got cables for so much tech. It's just incredible. So to be able to have a cable management system where they're away and all sort of not touched or getting caught up in things or not even in view because it's quite ugly, that's super appealing to me.
Yep. So anyway, black desk. I've got this beautiful walnut finish. That'll be on top of it as well, right? And again, I think it's one of those spaces. If you feel inspired to be in the space, you're going to be far more creative and productive in the process. So that's going to be the foundation.
I agree.
What about for you? I know you're looking at standing desk as well.
I am looking at a standing desk. I really don't know anything about them yet. There's you and a couple of my other friends have just bought them. I did have a stand-up desk a couple of years ago. It didn't move. So I didn't like that as much. I kind of had a really quite an uncomfortable stool for when I did want to sit down. So that didn't work, but I definitely felt better standing up, especially presenting. I agree. It's so much nicer to present standing up. You know, you get energy in your body when your body's moving. So definitely we'll be looking at stand-up desks and reporting back. But I do love the desk that I've got. On what you were saying, I've got a smoked glass desk with chrome legs, and I just love it. It's just like visually, it's nice and clean. I like clean spaces. So, yeah, nothing fancy, but I like it.
Smoked glass, that's a bit fancy. Come
smoked
on.
Smoked glass. We all know that Sam does things a little differently.
I think desk technology and has come such a long way as well. And I remember when the standing desk was the thing that you sort of pulled the handle out and you wound it up.
Oh, 100%.
Right. And then wound it down. And of course, you didn't end up doing it just because it was so difficult
too
to
hard.
Actually do.
Yeah.
So, you know, these ones these days, you can sort of press a button and it's, you know, in a few seconds, it's in a different position, which is quite good.
Absolutely. Let's talk about computers, you know, laptops, all kinds of tech that we use for the all day, everyday kind of stuff. Are you a Mac or a PC guy?
Once upon a time, I was a PC guy. And then I got to the 20th century.
I was going to say, hang on. Were you a PC guy when you were in corporate and then you started working for yourself and went to Apple?
Look, again, I mean, I think PCs in many ways have come a long way, particularly gaming PCs with all the neon lights and, you know, glass sides and everything. Right? And they're kind of cool. They're super powerful these days. Right? Mm. But they're also really, if you're not a tech guy, they can also be really confusing about all the little bits and pieces that sort of modularize, right? I think if you want to go, let's go modular, I think PC is definitely the way to go. I've been a Mac guy for the last 20 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm currently on an older, I won't say completely old because, you know, it's only 4.5 years ago.
Exactly.
I'm on a 21-inch iMac.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sort of tossing back and forth quite a bit between do I go a new one of the new iMacs. And the new iMacs, if you've ever used one, are amazing, right? They're really fast, fantastic camera, great sound on them. But I'm going to be replacing this one with a separate monitor and MacBook Pro. Mm-hmm. And this was something that I anguished over, I must admit, for quite some time. about what the kind of this main operational setup was going to be. Now, in terms of the monitor, I'm replacing my 21-inch monitor with something that might be a little bit absurd. I'm replacing it with a 38-inch LG monitor. I'll grab the specific specs of it. It's a WK something, 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 a WN95C. Yeah, it's going to be massive. Now, the reason I've gone this route for me, and we're going to have to do another episode because I'd love to report back on is it actually working, is that I constantly find myself switching back and forth between screens. And on the 21-inch and even on the 24 that I used to have, I would have Zoom open and I'd have, you know, several different windows and my account open and I'll have Slack or WhatsApp open to talk to the team. And I've kind of noticed a little bit that just switching back and forth between stuff, when even as we do this podcast, I've got you on Zoom and I'm constantly sort of clicking back and forth to reference our show notes. I'm confident that having the much bigger screen and more real estate means I can have more stuff at my fingertips.
Like it.
The reason I've gone with this setup of separate screen and laptop is I was really looking at what is my relationship with the clients like, right? Am I traveling to a client's premises? Am I traveling interstate? How often am I doing this sort of stuff? Now, I've chosen in this case, which should be delivered in a couple of weeks' time. All right, fantastic. COVID, thank you for messing up all our delivery schedules. I've gone with a 14-inch MacBook, MacBook Pro. Now, a little bit of extra power, which is what I was looking for, but I didn't want to go as big as the 16 because what I found is when I'm at a coffee shop with somebody, trying to put a 16-inch laptop on a table with a coffee and maybe a donut. Right, they just don't make coffee tables, you know, in coffee shops big enough. Right, so going the slightly smaller MacBook will give me a little bit more flexibility, and it's just easier to carry around more often, right? And I'll be able to dock it into the big ass screen when I'm, you know, working from home. So,
totally.
You know, well, that's look realistically, that's 90% of the time. Sam, what are you on? You're on a 21-inch Mac at the moment, and you've got a MacBook and. And an iPad and is that the everything else as well? Is that how long you've been on that setup and are you looking to change yours?
So I have the iMac, which I use in my office all the time because I prefer the bigger screen. I also have my MacBook Air that I work on at the same time. So even as we're speaking, I actually have my Air in front of me as well as the iMac screen. And yeah, I use my iPad a lot. So I use all of those all day, every day and alternate between them.
There we go.
No, I'm not looking at changing. We will upgrade. So we will upgrade to the M chip, or I think there's even a M2 coming out.
M1 Max or something.
There's something new coming out that we're a little bit excited to.
Well, there's always something new. Okay.
There always is. But, you know, when you're so close to getting something new and it's like, ooh, it's kind of really close. Might just wait just that little bit so I can get the really new thing. That's kind of where we're at with the iMac.
Yeah, I've been there for 6 months, Sam. So
definitely an Apple girl, and I won't say never, but can't foresee in the near future going back to PC.
Well, look, a lot of the new monitors that you can get now have a thing called a KVM switch, which actually allows you to plug two separate devices in. So you could actually run PC and Mac on the same screen at the same time, which is a very cool feature.
I love how, you know, I'm on iPhone, I've got iPad, I've got my iMac, I've got my MacBook Air. I like it that they just all, you know, I can just plug it in and they're all joined, and I'm not super, super techie.
This is probably why you need such a big desk.
Yeah, that's right.
Chairs, right? Now, this is the thing we kind of, right, other than our bed, right? Do you reckon it's worth investing in a chair?
Yeah, so I know that when we moved in 2019 into here, I know that leaving my chair behind at the other place was something that I said, I am not moving that chair. We are going to buy a new one and have it delivered, because you're right, you spend such a lot of time in front of your laptop on your chair. In saying that, I actually don't have a really expensive chair. I just found one at Officeworks that felt comfortable for me. and I'm good with that. So it's nothing fancy, it's a couple of hundred dollars, and I'm okay with that. However, down the track, I may look at something a little bit more ergonomic. I've seen a couple of my friends looking at different ergonomic chairs, and they look quite appealing. Something that, you know, there's some sort of, I don't know what they're called, but they almost look like little stools where you sort of flick your legs behind. So you sort of, your hip flexors are a little bit more stretched out. They kind of look a little bit appealing to me, and I may go down that route at some time in the future.
Incidentally, I've actually, just speaking of hip flexors, and I've been sitting in a chair for a very long time. Our body's not designed for it.
They are not designed to sit down this much.
I've actually pushed my desk over to one side. I used to have it in the middle of the room with my back to the wall. I've actually pushed my desk to one side, and I've got a big open space behind me now where I can actually lay down on the carpet and stretch out from time to time. And I think it's good to just switch that up as I remember to.
Yes.
But, yeah, I think desk, sorry, certainly chair, it probably doesn't matter what the brand is, whether you get it from an Officeworks or an online store or whatever your version in your part of the world is. Probably look for something that, I think, definitely plenty of padding. Right? Nothing worse than sitting on a chair with no padding for your bottom. Good lumbar support, and make sure it's the right length as well. Otherwise, you'll find yourself sliding off it, or, you know, sitting too far forward on your chair.
Well, you and I have got completely the opposite problems, because mine.
we couldn't have the same chair.
We could not, definitely could not have the same chair. There's nothing worse than having your feet, and this is probably something you have never, probably since you were 3 years old, experienced, but your feet not touching the floor and hanging over. It's not very comfortable.
I don't actually know what you're talking about there.
Exactly. You probably can't even remember when you were the height of me.
No, I can't. In fact, I might have been under 10.
That's what I said, probably about 3 years old. But moving on, let's talk about more of our tech setup around cameras and mics and different pieces of tech that we use. You and I are both on, I believe, the same microphone, which is the ATR2100.
We are, yeah, a really good microphone, actually. And I think this is actually surprisingly good for the price of this microphone.
And so good for the price.
If you've been following the podcast for a while, some of you may know that I used to be on a Yeti Blue Mini, and I just didn't find that, for me, the sound quality was very good for my voice. Right, might be different for you.
It wasn't good at all.
It wasn't good. And I certainly know when I was running, as you do, I know you, Sam, you run your pods through the microphone so you can, you know, cut out a bit of background noise.
Actually, can I just jump in? It's definitely not AirPods. I definitely have my wired. And I was saying that because Leon and I were just having a conversation yesterday that people that use AirPods, it seems to disconnect all the time. So definitely don't recommend using AirPods.
Okay, so there we go. We've just got the wired little earphone mics. I used to find on the Yeti when I plugged the headphones into it, I could literally hear everything, right?
Yeah, it picks up everything.
I could hear people sweeping at the other end of the house. It was crazy. And it was actually became really distracting when I was doing it. So, you know, I've changed this one, and I'll probably get a similar setup to you, just have some comfortable earphones when I need to pop those in. Stadium boom arm for me, which allows me to sort of move it out of the way if I don't want to be talking to anyone, which is not very often. Most of the day I'm talking to people. But it is, I think, having the boom arm allows you to position the mic in a better position and get it out of the way when you don't want to have it.
Absolutely. Could not agree more. I absolutely love my boom arm, because as soon as I'm off Zoom or finishing a meeting or a training or a podcast, it just moves straight out the way. So totally love that.
Yeah. Now, I know you've got a shock mount on yours as well.
Absolutely.
Can you just go describe what a shock mount is and why you've got yours?
So a shock mount sits around the
handle on your mic.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of it. Like Leon would be saying, oh, babe, I can't believe you forgot that word. But basically the bit of the mic that you hang on to, it's like a circle piece that fits around it, and it's got elastic so that if you bump your mic, it absorbs the shock, so you're not going to get that horrible sound as you hit something.
Likewise, tapping the table, and I noticed, Sam, and our listeners won't have, you just bumped your microphone and didn't.
I did just bump my microphone, but you know what you did just before you bumped your desk? I nearly did this to you. Podcaster jokes.
Yeah, look, I think if you're going to be you know, if the sound quality is important too, if you're going to be doing a lot of podcasts, which I know you do, Sam, having that shock mount is probably a good piece of kit to invest in. And they're not expensive.
No, just jump on Amazon. You can get all of this. It's very inexpensive and totally worth every single cent. Let's talk about webcams, because obviously we are spending more time in front of our cameras. I mean, hopefully we'll be all sort of out and about more this year, but the last couple of years we've been in front of our cameras more. And for most of us, I'll say most of us, because I believe you're still on using your onboard camera, Tim. Most of us, we don't want to be.
Oh, the shame.
Will you be updating your camera?
I will. At the moment, just using the inbuilt camera on the old 21-inch iMac. And if you're familiar with Macs, they all come with inbuilt cameras these days. Because I plan to leave my laptop closed most of the time, I won't be using the camera on the laptop. Now, don't get me wrong, right? The cameras, webcams, the built-in webcams, particularly on the new Macs Air, Minis, and iMacs, is amazing, right? And we just did a little experiment before where I jumped on the two side by side and Sam's like, oh my God.
Yeah, there was a big difference.
That's right. I didn't realize you were so handsome. She probably didn't say that.
Actually, I did not say that bit.
But they are incredible, right? So you probably don't need one if you've got one of those devices. But if you're not using that, if you're using a PC, Sam, I know you've got a couple of different webcams.
Mm-hmm. I'm using a couple. So if I'm on the road and I'm on my MacBook Air, I use the Logitech Brio, which is just a little webcam that clips onto the top of my Air. But for every day in front of my iMac, I'm using a Canon M50 DSLR, and I love it.
So talk to me this. Why use a DSLR?
Okay. It just looks so much better. It gives you a better camera quality. It means that I can sort of blur the background out. It gives it a much better look. Now, if I was going to replace this, I wouldn't purchase another Canon M50. I would get a Canon D90. And that's all to do with the audio out. So we've got a big tech setup here just to make sure that our audio and our visuals match up, and they don't even match up perfectly. So I would go for the Canon D90 next time.
Yeah, we don't want that situation where you're talking and your mouth is moving and the sound comes a couple of seconds later.
And every now and again it does. I feel like I'm in an episode of The Monkees.
Right. Very, very off-putting for your client.
Absolutely.
Now, you've got another bit of kit that I think is a really useful one if you're presenting. I don't have one of these, but I know you do. And that's an ATM50 switcher.
I do. Absolutely. So this is a live production camera switcher. So I'm able to switch between basically face to camera, switch to my MacBook screen, switch to my iPad, switch to whatever it is that I want. I could set up a different camera if I was on a whiteboard so that I can switch camera angles. So absolutely love this. It just saves so much time when I'm doing a training just to switch between without having to go into, you know, when you're on Zoom and you go share screen and it takes a while to go in, then it takes a while to come back out. It's just a push of a button and it's just like, just changes straight to camera.
Yeah. I think that's one of the real advantages of having a separate iPad, right? It's much easier to draw and illustrate on, isn't it? And you can bring stuff up to kind of scribble on with your pencil or whatever tablet that you might have.
Yeah, definitely a big believer in visual models. So being able to draw anything out as you're speaking and add that visual component makes it a lot easier for anyone that is listening to you or trying to understand a concept. It makes it much, much easier.
Yeah. What else have you got in your office that people wouldn't really think about in terms of productivity from your perspective?
Okay, this is really very, very different, and we didn't even mention this beforehand, and it's not a tech thing. I actually have feng shui'd my office, and I don't know if there's a better way to say that, but I'm into feng shui. You know, I make sure that I'm sitting in the office in the right place where I can see the door. You know, you never have your back to a door. Have your pot plant to the left. I've got my money plant to the left. I have the photos of my family, my loved ones to the right. So a glass desk actually isn't as good for feng shui as maybe timber, but so I make sure I keep it nice and clean. But yeah, that's the other part that I definitely make sure that I have happening in my office.
Ironically, I have also feng shui'd my office.
Have you?
Yeah, I did actually. And I mean, you're not always going to be able to do it, right? Depends on
no.
the physical architecture of the space that you happen to be in and your relation to the space, right? So feng shui is not just about the space. It's also your relation to the space. But I've also feng shui'd it. Natural light's super important. In fact, I think lighting in general is one of those things that we overlook in mm-hmm. our office space. So I'm, you know, putting sort of panels behind the wall, on the wall behind my computer to reflect sound, just the sort of gray sound panel sort of stuff. But I'll get ones that actually look appealing as well.
I'm thinking you meant the opposite of reflecting sound. Sorry,
absorbing sound.
Do you mean deadening sound?
Yeah, deadening sound.
I was like, why do you want to reflect sound?
That other one. Yeah. Right, because often our office, it's, you know, it's a wooden floor. Sometimes you've got carpet and you've got these four walls and glass, and that does reflect a lot of sound. And I've got on one of my walls, I actually put carpet tile that I found at the hardware store mm-hmm. on the wall, again, to deaden the sound. I've now got carpet down. I'm getting some artworks that actually in my office that I really love, and we'll be putting, I've got a money tree that's currently sitting outside as it got some water the other day in the rain, but that'll come mm-hmm. back inside again shortly just to kind of liven the space up. And, mm-hmm. you know, the combination of some greenery, you know, having the plant in there to kind of produce a little bit of extra oxygen, making the right lighting that isn't a strain on your eyes, but actually makes you kind of like, you know, be inspired. And I mean, a lot of the really cool light bulbs that we can get out there these days, like the Philip Hue sort of stuff, actually allows you to completely change the mood based on what you want to use your particular space for. Mm-hmm. And I think these little things, right? So I'll be putting a light strip on the back of my desk as it goes up and down. It can change colors and all sorts of fun stuff like that, right?
Yeah, nice.
But I think it just being able to change the mood based on your mood. Again, mm-hmm. we're looking at any little trick or twist or insight that we can just bump out our productivity that little bit more. And over the course of 12 months, it actually makes that massive difference.
Yeah, totally. I love that you brought that in. It is such, you know, we spend a lot of time in our offices. We spend time working. It's so important to love, you know, your surroundings, be energized by them, really enjoy and I guess appreciate the tech that you're using so that it works for you, not against you. So yeah, fun episode today talking about that. But I would actually love to ask, you know, what you're using. What desk are you using? What chair are you using? Please let me know, because I will be replacing mine. So share what you're using, share what you love, share why you love it over there in the Coaches, Course Creators and Speakers Facebook group so that I can get some good ideas to get some new things. And I look forward to hearing back from you, Tim, as to what you think of your new desk and chair.
I'm most concerned about how big this monitor is.
I'm feeling I would be blinded by a 38-inch screen, but, you know, go for it.
Sam, you're only 38 inches tall, so.
Yeah, probably pretty true too. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode, please share it with anyone that is thinking about changing their office setup or would like some different ideas of how we're set up. And yeah, jump over into the Facebook group and let us know what you are using. We'd love to hear all about it. Tim, thanks for joining me today and talking about such a fun subject.
It's great to be here.
And thank you for listening. We'll catch you next Tuesday for another episode. Ciao for now. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to samanthariley.global/podcast for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other coaches and experts who are growing and scaling their business too, come and join the Coaches, Course Creators and Speakers group on Facebook. The links are all waiting for you over at samanthariley.global.